So there's a chance you might not be paying close attention to the big scandal happening in baseball. A scandal involving the Houston Astros and alleged cheating. Cheating to the point that it is believed, I mean, we've had coaches, managers, players being fined, suspended, that they literally changed the outcome of games.
Yeah, Major League Baseball last month announced that the Astros had used video replay feed to steal the other team's signals. Okay, this happened in 2017, 2018. Tipping off batters to, you know, off-speed pitches, banging on garbage cans, things of the like.
Yeah.
Now we have a former Diamondback who is suing the Astros because of this.
Raddick on second, Gurriel on first, the pitch.
The August 4th, 2017 game in Houston was a blowout.
Three-run shot by Marwin Gonzalez.
The Astros beat the Blue Jays 16-7 in the last Major League game that Toronto relief pitcher Mike Bolsinger would play. He says the batters just seemed to know what pitches he was throwing before he threw them. Now the world knows about the Astros' elaborate sign-stealing system, and Bolsinger has filed suit. He claims his career was damaged by that night on the mound in Houston. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And the Astros' lead is 16-7.
Yeah. So listen, he is saying that that one night and the shellacking that he took, also making the argument that the Astros were cheating, fundamentally changed the course of his career. And he thinks he's owed some $30 million.
Joining us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line is our legal analyst, Monica Lindstrom. Monica, does he have a case?
He has a good case.
I don't know
how far it's going to go, because this is the first case of this type that I've heard about. But if you just look at it this way, baseball is a business and his career is a business. And because he was basically destroyed by cheating and unfair and unlawful practices, right, because the Astros weren't supposed to be able to do these types of things, then he could convince a judge or a jury that he should be entitled to some compensation. Now, remember that he wants some of the money to go to charities and to baseball funds, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I really like this lawsuit. Maybe not so much about whether it's going to win or not, but that someone is actually taking a stand when Major League Baseball didn't take a big enough stand, if you ask me.
Wow. Monica, I would counter that with this. You know that a manager is not going to cut a good player, a valuable asset to their team, because they had a bad night. We all have bad days at work. Every professional athlete has had an off game. One game does not make nor break a player. It's the totality of who they are as an individual and what kind of value they bring to the team. He was cut because he was old and didn't do a good job on the mound.
Ouch!
The fact that the Astros were cheating could be a factor, but it wasn't the end-all be-all.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Pamela, that it's not the only reason why he got cut. But when you look at the statistics of that game and where he was at in his career, it's possible that that's enough to be able to say, yeah, they damaged him. Because it's all about, when you file a civil lawsuit, you have to be able to prove that there's damages, right? That you have actually been damaged monetarily or physically. So he's saying that this was... he is going to be hard-pressed, like you say, to say this was the only reason he was cut and never came back. But if he can show that there's enough of a connection, that this was the final straw, he should have been able to do much better as a relief pitcher, but for their cheating. And if he can find a judge or a jury to say, yeah, I do see the connection there. Maybe you're not going to get all the money you want, but yeah, we think that they did something to hurt you, then that's enough to possibly win some money here.
Monica Lindstrom is KTAR legal analyst, and she joins us right now. Because I see both the sides, and I think he may have something of a case. But I'm worried about the precedent. I'm worried about the slippery slope, because let me play this out. Let's go into other areas of sports. And a player or a team cheat, and maybe they get a penalty for it. Think about a...
New England.
Well, okay, the Patriots. Or think about a player who maybe does an illegal hit or cross-checking in hockey and injures another player.
Yeah.
and fundamentally changes the course of their career on a play or an incident in which they were penalized by the sport, could they in turn then go after a team or a player saying, you ruined the rest of my career with your illegal, against-the-game actions?
And that has happened before. I think there was a case with hockey where one of the players did something that was so far beyond what you would expect in a hockey game that he injured someone so seriously they couldn't play anymore, so they turned around and sued them. So I don't think it's going to be a slippery slope, because if you think back to the cheating scandals, we have the Patriots, we had something going on with the Saints where they were taking out people. I forget what the tackling was, what we called it. Mm-hmm. And then there was this one. There's not like there are so many that it's going to create that slope. Now, when you start going into the intentional fouls, the blazing fouls, whether it's in hockey or it's football, then I think we have to be careful with the slope, because was it targeting and really bad, or was it just they made the wrong move and they get called for targeting? Mm. So it's going to be more of a subjective standard, but that's just how life is, right? I mean, there are some things where we have judges and juries that decide whether it goes any further or it doesn't. And that's what's going to be interesting about this case. I don't see the Astros settling this case at all. I think they're probably laughing and going, yeah, right, whatever, bring it on. But this could be a trendsetter.
Careful what you wish for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Monica, thank you for your time today. We appreciate that. That's Monica Lindstrom, KTAR legal analyst, reacting to a former D-back pitcher who is suing the Houston Astros, saying that they're cheating in this whole sign-stealing. Ruined his career.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't like it. I don't like people blaming other people for ruining their careers. Now, if you are a hockey player and somebody does a nasty cross check on you, and God forbid somebody skates over your ankle, you know what I mean? Like, that could ruin your career. Like, you had no control over that situation. If you are a professional pitcher and you have been, you know, kind of bumping around in the minors for a couple of seasons, and then you were, you know, in AAA ball playing for a couple teams, you get pulled up, you've been converted to a reliever, all of what happened here, like, you are in control of your destiny as a player at this point in time. Is it unfortunate that this had happened to you with this one particular game when you were trying to make a splash and you were resting so much on it? Yeah. But then that means that you weren't doing a great job all the other games if you were putting all your eggs in this one basket.
I get it. But, you know, there is such a thing. And we've had instances in sports where one play, one high-profile thing completely changes your trajectory. Think about, like, the kicker that misses the field goal in the Super Bowl or whatever.
Go and sue then because somebody snapped the ball wrong?
No, but again, if someone was cheating and that led to him missing that, and then he gets cut and da-da-da-da-da-da because of that.
I just don't like people crying, and it seems to me like this guy is crying. He goes on to say that, you know, because nobody picked him up from, the major league, he had to go to Japan. And his wife was pregnant during that time. And, you know, baby was born during the second season. They had no family in Japan. They didn't speak the language. It was really tough on him.
I think he's...
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, that was a way right-hand turn
but
off that.
But that's where I'm looking at the totality of the suit, and you're just complaining.
So what about the players? Okay, make it more real. What about the teams that lost... What about the team that lost the World Series to the Houston Astros?
That's not up for me to decide. That's for Major League to clean up this mess that they
allowed
to happen.
But my point being is, those players, was their value and or worth in baseball fundamentally changed because they're not World Series winners?
Probably. I mean, think about those who are all on the team. I mean, go back to, like, those that were on the Diamondbacks winning team.
Remember that?
We all know their names.
Absolutely.
And did
if they would have lost to the Yankees?
You wouldn't know it.
Would Luis Gonzalez be Luis Gonzalez? You know what I mean? I mean, would he have this kind of mythical status?
But how do you go back retroactively and punish somebody or some team or some organization for that? I just don't like this.
Yeah. It is a bit of a scandal, though, inside baseball. In baseball, you're right. What a black eye, and they can't quite figure out how to solve
this. It's their problem. You made this mess, you clean it.
They're going to sue themselves out of it.